Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning. We start off with cricket. Proteas batter Ryan Rickelton says they'll focus on smaller changes to their strategy ahead of their second test against Pakistan as they look to hit back and level the series. Now, South Africa broke their 11-test winning streak when they went down by 93 runs in the first match last week. Ryan Rickelton says they have to make small tweaks and they need to learn how to deal with Pakistan bowlers.
It's just about trying to find that balance between attacking and defending. And then probably a suitable thing is just obviously trying to adapt to reverse swinging, i.e. the bowlers as well, how we can get the ball to tail like Shaheen and Hassan Ali did. And obviously batters try counter that. So it's just small little things that we picked up in the last game, which we'll probably need to be better at.
That one gets underway tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Over to football now. There's two CAF Champions League clashes to look out for. Orlando Pirates and Mamelodi Sundowns are in action in the second preliminary round of the Champions League. Orlando Pirates taking on St. Eloi Lepopo at 3 o'clock. And then Remo Stars play host to Mamelodi Sundowns at 5 o'clock as they all look to qualify for the Champions League. And then one Betway Premiership fixture to look out for. Marumo Gallants play hosts to Chippa United at 3:30. Over to the Premier League now. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola has backed Phil Foden to keep getting better after being heavily involved in their 2-0 win over Everton.
More mature and everything, yeah, yeah. He's fine, he's joining, he's smiling, and his body language, the training session is fantastic. And after that, when he moved there, always creates something, you know. I would say, except last season, like everyone was, we were not in our best. I feel every season have been extraordinary, always.
The 25-year-old has looked back to his best this season, playing key roles in both City's goals yesterday. Foden will hope he's doing enough to force his way back into Thomas Tuchel's England squad ahead of next year's World Cup. There's two clashes in the Premier League today. Tottenham play host to Aston Villa at 3 o'clock. And then the big one, Liverpool are at home where they play host to Manchester United at 5:30. And then bouncing to tennis to close, world number one Carlos Alcaraz had to settle for being runner-up after a straight sets defeat to Jannik Sinner in the final of the Six Kings Slam. Now the US Open champion lost 6-2, 6-4 in Saudi Arabia. 24 times Grand Slam winner Novak Djokovic retired from his third place playoff with America's Taylor Fritz.